Good morning. High pressure that moved in behind that powerful front from earlier in the week continues to keep our weather dry and not nearly as cool this morning over yesterday morning as the south breeze has developed and we have a few scattered clouds passing through. Just about everyone starting in the high 40s and lower 50s this morning on our way up through the 60s and on average into the lower 70s by mid to late afternoon with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. We do have more clouds and scattered showers in central and western New York. Most of this action, though, is moving north and into southern Canada across Lake Ontario. There is the risk of a shower or thunderstorm closer to the front in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills today, but mostly dry throughout the region. Overnight tonight, we'll continue to see that south breeze, and that will help keep temperatures up into the lower to mid-50s for overnight lows. Again, mostly cloudy skies with some moisture flowing in from the south, and we do run the risk of a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm, especially across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley. As we head into the day tomorrow, that front will make an approach from the west. It'll be energized by some energy rotating around a deep trough of low pressure through the Great Lakes. So any sunshine tomorrow morning will fade behind increasing clouds throughout the day, but there is an increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the evening, and some of these storms could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, if all the ingredients do come together, so we'll be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow evening into the overnight hours, scattered showers and thunderstorms as the front passes through, and readings will drop back into the 50s. Cooler behind the front on Sunday as high pressure builds in, still a little bit of unstable air, so a scattered shower cannot be ruled out for Sunday, but highs will be back into the mid-60s with a northwest breeze. A cool start to the new work week next week on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-60s, and back into the upper 60s with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Tuesday. Another front will head our way late Tuesday night and into the day Wednesday with the chance of showers, highs around 70, and then back into the 60s again on Thursday with a return to sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Nadine continues to spin across the central Atlantic, and tropical storm warnings are out for the Azores. Nadine is located about 200 miles south of the Azores and is moving toward the southeast and away from the islands at 8 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are at 65 miles per hour. And the Hurricane Center is also watching shower and thunderstorm activity associated with a non-tropical low-pressure system located about 475 miles east of Bermuda. Conditions appear favorable for gradual development of this low before upper-level winds become less conducive tomorrow. The system has a high chance of becoming a subtropical cyclone during the next 48 hours as it moves west-northwestward at about 10. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Pyeongtaek, South Korea at 3:38 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Hali, Finland at 7:57 a.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 95 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 50, 87% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 55, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 4.04 inches and 27 inches for the season. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 52, and for the season, 54. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 50. The record high, 95, set in 1895, and the record low, 29, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:54 p.m., 12 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and relatively mild today with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm possible and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and relatively mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and relatively mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and relatively mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning, then increasing clouds, late-day showers and thunderstorms into the evening in the mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds, a leftover shower Sunday in the mid-60s, partly sunny, cool on Monday, lower to mid-60s, sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday, upper 60s, a chance of showers Wednesday around 70, and mostly sunny in the 60s again on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.